we're modeling this after a few facilities that we've interviewed. So there's a couple in Helena, there's a couple in Bozeman, there's one in Opportunity. I would say we're drawing our inspiration primarily from the ones in Bozeman that are run under the umbrella of the treatment facility over there, you know, with the state license. And the one in Opportunity is not. However, these are all, you know, well-run, well-supervised facilities. I know there's a lot of discussion. I know there's other group homes in Butte for people with mental illness, for people with disabilities. Some of these may even be funded by the state. And so I think we get lumped in with a lot of these group homes in this discussion, I'm not sure that people understand the difference between, you know, doing this for profit with no oversight and doing it with oversight, accountability, services, and doing it, you know, to help the people rather than, you know, try to make money or whatever.
And I guess how do you see your facility being different than those other ones?
The biggest difference and you know, I used the word curated earlier, I think, the biggest difference is the screening process. We want to create a peer-supported recovery community within the house, and that means everybody's got to want to be sober and want to change. And there are some models that where a transitional home or we'll say like halfway houses act as a pipeline for people coming out of the Department of Corrections. It's just the next step in their release. And a lot of times people that come into those situations are there because they have to be there. They're there to comply with something. And we don't want people that are there just to comply. We want people that are there because they're desperate for a new way of life. And so the screening process is going to, yes, involve background checks and criminal history and mental health screening. But more importantly, it's going to be an interview with other people from the recovery community, people from the house, people from our board, and at least one licensed addictions counselor, to really determine, you know, what the level of investment this person has in their own recovery. And secondly, you know, after screening, that the support and the accountability in the house will include your analysis and drug testing, and a zero tolerance policy for people that that are relapsing, and you know, we'll have a live-in residential house manager, and people will have access to they will see a licensed addictions counselor every day. You know, we know right now that we're going to have at least 1.5 full-time employees to make this work successfully. And, you know, a large part of that goes to accountability for the guys that are living there, some basic case management for them. Helping, you know, we want, within the first month, we want people to have a job and be able to pay their own fees for living in the house. And, you know, so we'll be, for folks that aren't already signed up for Medicaid, they need assistance doing that. For folks that don't know where to find a job, you know, we want to be able to help provide some life skills as well. And you know, we aspire to really bring in people to talk about nutrition, to cook meals with the guys, to create a solid community there, not to structure it like classes, but like a genuinely peer supported environment. And the recovery community in Butte is super strong. And there's people that are ready to volunteer to do things like that, and I have a lot of confidence that it's gonna stand out.